Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yay! Where's Carolyn? Why is her screen black? Rachel, is she here now?
I'm here.
There you are. Boy, we've been having technical issues and we just got started. Is this Verizon? Are we on mobile?
You leave my carrier alone.
Anyway, welcome everybody to Dr. Carolyn Dean. She is here alive, even if the technology is not working great. She's live, you're live, and we're live together, unless you're listening to pre-recorded show. And we're happy that you've joined us tonight. And of course, we got to tell you about Dr. Carolyn Dean. If this is the first time you're tuning in, and I think it is because we've picked up so many new subscribers, which is fantastic. And so many people have caught on really about what Dr. Carolyn Dean is doing on her live podcast, which is to inform you and give you great information so you can make really good decisions and cut through all the hype and the clickbait that's on the internet about how to actually just provide your cells with the basic nutrition that it needs so that you can have the life that you want to have and you can feel good while you're doing it. That's what we're here to do for the next 59 minutes. And Dr. Carolyn Dean is the world's leading expert on magnesium and mineral supplementation and a whole lot of other things. Carolyn is an expert in a lot of things. So you're going to hear about all that tonight. You're going to be able to chat with us live through our chat line. And you're going to be able to correspond with our team as you need to. Their information is going to be posted. So without further ado, Carolyn, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, we're probably going to go over, Ginny.
Okay.
If we're going to get to the articles, I've got a couple of rants.
Okay.
I have to express.
Okay.
Here's my first mini rant.
Okay.
It's about the frustration of having the answers and people not listening. Now, customer service, I know all our staff understands this frustration. But here, last week, an acquaintance on the beach walk complained to Julie and me that she's been coughing for 2 weeks and was feeling really run down. She was asking our advice, so we told her about Pico Silver. She could get it at my farm store, take it orally, and use it in a nebulizer that she could get at the drugstore. 2 days later, she was happy to tell us she was better. We assumed she got the Pico Silver, but then she said, "Well, you're not going to be happy with me." She said it like 3 times, and we said, "Well, we don't care as long as you're better." We figured she got an antibiotic, but then, well, she explained she was too lazy to drive up country 30 minutes to the store. And now this is a smart, retired businesswoman with all the time in the world, too lazy to drive up country. Then she dropped the bombshell that she was taking prednisone. So she was taking the anti-inflammatory steroid, and we kind of flipped out. Yeah, we did care. I collapsed on a nearby stone bench and I just shook my head. I didn't know what to say. This is a smart woman. And what? Prednisone is only going to suppress her symptoms and give her all the side effects that come with it. And if she's suffering from yeast overgrowth or mold, we've had a lot of rain lately, she's just going to make her symptoms worse. you know, eventually, maybe initially it'll suppress the inflammation, make her feel better. But anyway, we also come across people who brag about how health and diet conscious they are, who took or take Ozempic as reports of another blinding eye condition related to Ozempic just was published. And, you know, it's like a schizophrenia that people have where they think they can take the drugs and the supplements and eat whatever they want, but pretend it's healthy and think they're doing okay. Anyway, Ginny's worked directly in customer service for years, and customers are always calling up and asking about this or that breakthrough treatment, the so-called miracle cures. And they just keep escalating as the wellness sector is commodified and commercialized. I mean, you're just faced inundated, I'd say, with all these this clickbait. And I say this most every week. If a treatment doesn't include magnesium, it's likely a hoax. And that magnesium should be REMAG, which has received a trust score of 9.75 out of 10, which is an outstanding score. And it beats out even the big company brands, 9.75. Our other formulas make up the handful of nutrients that your cells need to be healthy. And that's usually all you need. You feel so good, you don't fall into the trap of all the half-truth clickbait marketing that's rampant on the internet. So I got that off my chest. What do you think, Ginny? Ginny's coming. Don't worry.
Ginny's coming. Ginny's coming. First of all, I'm stunned about the prednisone. That just, when you said it, I screamed and my dog woke up from her nap. Okay. Of all the things I thought you were going to say, that was not going to be one of them. So that was crazy. I think you're absolutely right. Everybody's trying to hedge their bets. They want to get away with what they can get away with. They want to use the drugs and they want to take the supplements and they want to mash it all together. And of course, they don't understand that the body's just getting all caught up in all the missignaling. And then that doesn't even compensate for the missignaling of the environment that they're living in, which is highly toxic, full of near native, you know, non-native EMF and every other thing that you can imagine. So yeah, God bless them. I do think that there is a lot of confusion in the marketplace, but we're not confused. And that's what we're here to do every week. So I think you set up the show just in a great way by letting everybody know this is the kind of stuff we like to talk about.
Awesome. Okay, the library today, it looks like it's Total Body Reset for Women.
I
say this blog is about hormones, H-E-R-M-O-A-N-S. It sounds, you know, what am I doing? Canceling women? Am I canceling women's problems? But see, we have the answer to the problems. Anyway, let me explain. So this blog at drcarolindean.com is called Women's Wellness Warriors, Empowering Cycles, My Approach to Hormone Balance, PMS, and Fertility Without the Fads. So it's become a fad for women to go through their cycle. There's sort of three or four distinct phases of your so-called 28-day cycle. And it's just become a trend. It's called cycle syncing, S-Y-N-C-I-N-G. And there's hundreds of millions of views for this, reflecting how deeply women are searching for answers about their hormonal health. So it's a practice of adjusting your diet, exercise, workload, and daily habits to align with the natural hormone fluctuations. The intention is to work with the body's changing energy and mood. And throughout the month, we're being told, well, you're going to have this set rate the few days before and during, you're going to have these other symptoms, you know, fatigue, PMS, cravings, or emotional swings. However, A healthy body doesn't have those ups and downs. If you give it the right nutrient building blocks, which we have, the body does the adjusting and keeps everything on an even keel. And I can say that was my own experience, and I think it can be for most women. In the article, I do go through the hormonal phases, but again, if we're taking our Remag and Remite and Realign, there doesn't have to be a fluctuation. The common problem is mineral depletion, which disrupts hormone production, adrenal function, thyroid health. They all work together. You've got to think of it this way. When the foundational mineral status is compromised, no amount of calendar-based planning and positive thinking will restore hormonal balance. So we've got the minerals. I listed them. I think the most important mineral complex is the 9 minerals required to make thyroid hormone. If you don't have those 9 minerals, then you're not going to make enough thyroid hormone to keep the balance of your adrenal, thyroid, sex hormones, and your insulin that helps your blood sugar. Restructure, we don't talk about that enough. It's our low glycemic protein powder formula designed to stabilize blood sugar and support energy production. Our RNA drops are pretty unique and special. They're a fermented barley extract that tests negative for gluten, but we can't say it's gluten-free. Just because of the word barley, we have to assume that there could be gluten. But these RNA drops support cellular repair and resilience. Then there's the fact that the monthly period is a time of detoxification. And that's why we think women are healthier than men, because we have a built-in monthly detox. And after menopause, the decline in women's health catches up with men, equals men's health status or disease status. So, I mean, we're looking at taking your Remag, Remite, Realign, maybe your potassium, your omega-3, and your B3, K2 are going to be important too. Picosilver, if you do feel an infection coming on. So they're all important. But then there's also magnesium baths, clay baths. You have to keep hydrated, keep your fiber intake, keep your exercise, and coffee enemas for the not so faint of heart. I like coffee enemas. So with the right foundation, your body can regulate its rhythms more effectively, allowing you to just, you know, ignore your cycles or just look at them from a position of strength rather than feeling that it's a negative, it's a problem that you have to fix. So what do you think of that, Ginny?
I think it's great that women are learning this so young in their lives, because most of the women I know did not know anything about any of this, you know, this young. They just struggled with all the things, you know, and now these young women, like, for example, Savannah is very aware of her body and what it needs. Not all women are that way, but they have options, you know, now to even understand natural solutions like magnesium. And, you know, I think it's fantastic that they're getting this information. The trendy part of it, I don't know why things have to be so trendy, especially when they're wrong. You know, you don't need to eat a steak the first, you know, day of your period for iron. You know, it's all these things they do. But I'm glad that they're learning from you, Carolyn. That's what I'm really glad about.
Well, learning from me, but also, yes, learning from the internet. Because when we were growing up, who could we ask about questions of, you know, this pain or that pain? Or, oh, you know, most girls back in my day, when they started having their first period, they didn't know what was happening.
That's true.
Now that, you know, kids talk more about these body functions, so they're learning more. But then that information is being used to for clickbait. When there's an article about cycling, yes, it's information and all, but that is the whatever podcaster or broadcaster getting clicks and making money from that article.
Yeah.
So that's driving them more than the education that we're trying to give people.
Yeah. I remember when I was young, everybody went to Planned Parenthood. It was one of the only places you could go and have an anonymous conversation. I think that's how it got its strength. And people, especially women, want to learn about these things in privacy a lot of times. So you're right. The internet has been fantastic. We just want to make sure people get the right information. So if you're listening to the show, if you have young women in your life or women that are experiencing these conflicts that are still in their menstrual cycles, please share the show and share the information with them so they can know. Share the blog and keep them informed.
Awesome. Okay, moving on to questions and comments. Okay, Ginny, this is a very intense question from Rosemary. And I will go through it because it's very instructive. She asks a lot of good questions, or her experience is very educational. And the answers for her, but also for anybody listening with similar problems. So she says she's been using my products, Remag, Remite, potassium, silver, and vitamin C. And actually, here's how she got involved with the formulas. She said, I see a naturopath, and I brought her Dr. Dean's book, Missing Link to Total Health. I first learned about Dr. Dean from reading Dr. Christiane Northrup's blog on blood pressure. She mentioned Remag. I was curious and clicked on the link, and my world changed. The incredible world of knowledge Dr. Dean provides has allowed me to help myself and to share that knowledge with anyone who will listen. God bless Dr. Dean. I'm always working hard to maintain a level health and calmness and joy. So now here's Rosemary's story. She says, for more than 8 months, I slowly increased my dose of Remag to 1.5 teaspoons and a little more times. I do use the Remag balm at night as I realize that it does not affect my bowels. However, my blood pressure has gone up again and I feel I can't tolerate enough magnesium to keep it down. Okay, so right there, let me just interject. When we have people who they're on 1.5 teaspoons and they don't want to take more because it might irritate already irritable type bowel, we make sure that they're either eating enough potassium rich foods or taking picopotassium. It is crucial. And later on, Rosemary says she's taking potassium, but only 1/4 teaspoon. I personally would, well, every day I take 2 teaspoons of potassium because I went through heart palpitations with my magnesium deficiency. So she then says, I have anxiety about my blood pressure numbers, but also anxiety about health in general. Potassium will balance that out. She says, I've called customer service about this and they've been very helpful, suggesting taking psyllium, which I do. I know that I deplete my magnesium storage, but I seem to be chasing that fine line between enough and too much. Again, potassium. And then she talks about 1/4 teaspoon of picopotassium, 1/2 teaspoon of vitamin C berry powder. Open up a capsule of food-based vitamin C and mix it in the water, and I swish 1 teaspoon of silver in my mouth. So then what's going on? Is it all about the potassium? But then she said, I feel really good most of the time, but it can be an immediate turnaround to anxiety, palpitations, shaking feeling, eye twitches. I'm 74, in very good general health, not on any medications, always have followed holistic path with food and overall health. I now realize that the eclampsia I suffered with my first child was connected to magnesium deficiency. I have tried energy work, EMDR, that's rapid eye movement treatment, Reiki, emotional code work, spiritual guidance. I'm a lifelong student of all that is good for the body and mind. Please give me some advice about this issue. I'm a very sensitive person and react intensely to some products. I appreciate any and all guidance. Now where I go to here is when a person says, all of a sudden, out of the blue, no warning, anxiety, palpitations, whatever. Now, what Total Biology German New Medicine will say about that is that you are transported back to a time when you had those symptoms first. I'm saying it could be the eclampsia episode. Eclampsia, you're about to deliver, you're so pregnant, your blood pressure is elevated, you're almost seizuring, so you're shaking, your heart rate is bouncing. So what can happen to a person throughout their life when they have such a major traumatic health experience in a hospital setting, life and death, then something can trigger them to start getting a bit of a rapid heart rate. You know, that can be, you know, a loud sound or someone shouting at them. It can trigger that whole story, that whole episode of the eclampsia, and it all comes back. So what I think we've written to Rosemary, what I would suggest is she look at Danny Carroll's website. It's danny.carroll.com. He's our German New Medicine contact, and he's actually doing consultations now, because if Rosemary can sort of look at that eclampsia as the initial trigger conflict and know that on a deep enough level that it sort of neutralizes her being triggered, she could get herself out of this vicious cycle. So there. What do you think about that, Ginny?
I just love our customers. I mean, I just love people who are willing to share their experiences with us, because it really lets us know we're on track. Mm-hmm. And it's very generous for people to give us that information and also allow it to be read out to other people. So I think it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So if Rosemary's listening, if she didn't get that website, we can put it in the chat, and she can call customer service again and get more information about potassium. What we wrote to her actually was that she should go to her chronometer to check the milligrams of potassium she's getting in her diet. And if she's not getting 4,700 milligrams of potassium a day, then she could be potassium deficient. And a blood test will give you an accurate reading of your potassium, unlike magnesium blood testing. So there.
Very good. Excellent. And Melody Rose has got it all up for you.
Perfect. Thank you, Melody Rose. Here's your heart for the day.
Hello, hearts for Melody Rose.
And any
questions? Face behind the chat line either. You know, Melody Rose has got a lot going on.
Any questions so far, Ginny?
Yes, there are a few questions. Now, Diana Orlando was definitely chiming in about the Pico Silver and how amazing it was. So she said she had cold and heavy congestion, and she took Pico Silver 4 times a day and recovered. So she's very, very happy with how that's working. And Linda's asking, what do you do for intention hand tremors? And I asked about the term intention, and she said, it's when you reach for something and your hands shake, not when it rests. So I guess if your hands are moving and then they start to shake versus if they're just resting. So Carolyn, Linda's a longstanding customer of ours, and I know she's a major consumer of magnesium. So I don't know how much she's taking. But what do you say about hand tremors?
We asked her about her potassium, but hand tremors come up in German New Medicine.
Oh, great. Where
if a person in their life, especially in their young life, reached for something and they were slapped or pushed away, then that will make them fearful of reaching. Mm. And, I mean, it can come, quote, out of the blue when that whole story, that pattern sort of repeats itself. You can live your life without hand tremors, and then it happens. Right. And when you go and work with someone like Dana Carroll or our wonderful Dr. David Holt, then you can reconstitute your history and find this out. It is amazing. So a hand tremor can be like that. Anyway, potassium and German New Medicine.
Very good. Excellent. And there she is off to the races. Carolyn's so intuitive, you guys. I've listened to her for 15 years. It really is amazing. It's very, very fun. Okay. I think we're good. I think we're caught up.
It's fun for me too, Jenny. I love it. I love it. Okay. Here's a review on Pico Potassium from Denise, who says, I love this potassium. Ever since I added it to my daily regimen, my potassium lab values have been in range. They used to always be on the low side. Mm. I added in with the Remag and Remite. Now, let me just, no, I'll go in the hack. I'll go into something. But so I'm saying, yes, our Julie, who's here with me, hey, Jenny, we finished the Maui Reset pilot. We finished the study. We finished our last blood test. So now we're just waiting for the results, and I'll write it up. Actually, I've written a book to to commemorate the study, because I realized how dreadful nutrition science is. And I've said this before on the show. I'm writing the tarnished gold standard of nutrition science. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. No, so anyway, Julie said Pico Potassium was a game changer for her. And most people are not getting enough if they're on a low carb diet. So our Pico Potassium is pretty important. And then we have a great review for Flora Revive. Now, who is this? Shayna says, I've had a lot of antibiotics over the past year. I had a horrible rash after finishing my fifth round of antibiotics. I was breastfeeding and it was making me miserable. It was on my arms and chest, upper legs and behind. She sent us a picture, just, you know, red skin. I was putting on Aveeno eczema cream 4 times a day. Nothing was helping. The doctor blew me off just saying to keep using the cream. I asked about probiotics because of my gut microbiome, and he just said everything is a risk. Thankfully, I trusted my gut and took Flora Revive. Amazing. It cleared up all my rashes in 2 days. If you have any skin issues, take it. Also, I'm breastfeeding, and it's completely fine to take with the baby. Yes, ingredients we use in there, the Saccharomyces boulardii, has been used in multiple children and baby studies for their diarrhea. These doctors expect us moms to just be miserable. How is it the antibiotics are safe for my baby, but not a probiotic? Crazy. Thanks, Dr. Dean. And Shayna, yes, sent pictures of bright red arm, and then the after was a perfectly normal arm. So, Jenny, isn't that incredible?
Absolutely. 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 Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. And again, just so grateful that our customers participate and share their reviews and this information, and so other people can know, because people are searching for these kind of solutions for their health.
Yeah, we're very blessed. Yes, and she had the experiment
yeah.
of going on the antibiotics and then finding the cure.
Yeah. Even though we don't cure anything, Carolyn. Oh, no. We don't do that.
That would cost us $1 billion in science, so-called science. Trust the science.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Here's a testimonial from Steve. Oh, this is for Remag from Steve at Healthland Center in Miami. The owner is Jesse Gutierrez, who is a nutritionist with a huge Hispanic following, has radio and TV presence in Spanish-speaking populations. And Steve says, we've been recommending Remag to our clients for 2 years now. This has been a blessing for the small community that shops here. And this is our own Sarah, who's down in Miami. She developed them as a client. So it's pretty cool. So yeah. Thank you. And a review of Realign, our vitamin B and amino acid complex. And Wendy says, Realign has been a must-have supplement for me. Instead of reaching for ibuprofen for a headache, I take Realign capsules. Usually just one calms any head pain. I've not taken drugstore headache remedies since I discovered Realign. I also take recommended dose daily, you know, two a day at least. So let's talk about that, Ginny, because what the Realign is doing, it's got methylated Bs and it's got methionine and taurine. So it is a detox formula. It takes out the trash. And I don't know who did this experiment, but people can drink alcohol, do a breathalyzer, take one or two Realign, and then their blood alcohol level disappears. So it is extremely important, strong, extremely effective as a liver detox, because that's where alcohol is detoxified. And if you can support that, you know, the methylated Bs support the methyl detoxification pathways, the sulfur-based amino acids, methionine and taurine, support the sulfation detox pathways in the liver. So we've got such a winner there. Why isn't everybody taking it?
Because they don't know it's here. We just keep telling people it's here.
Take it to your next party, people. And then a review for Remag from Kathleen. I've been using Remag for many years. Recently, I ran out. As a result, I had to take another magnesium product while waiting. The alternative magnesium did not seem to help me. Clearly, Remag is what my body needed. Good to be back on track. So that's another experiment. You go off our formulas and you want to go back on. We have so many repeat customers. That's our base, repeat customers. We don't have to do, we don't do the huge marketing to get that one sale of a product that just rides on the marketing, and it can't ride on the results because it's a dud product.
Yeah. You know,
we ride on the fact that people keep coming back, and we really want to promote our customers who refer other people. You can become a partner, an affiliate, or whatever, so that anytime you recommend our products, you get a benefit and your friend gets a discount for their first order. So jump on to that. I mean, that's what we like, is just the public getting involved, our customers getting.
Our customer's getting involved and Carolyn disappeared. There she is. She's back.
I'm back. I've got to get an Ethernet. I promised. I'll get Ethernet. There's something going on between me and where's Rachel? Florida?
No, Rachel's in Oklahoma right now.
Oh, So Jenny's there in North Carolina. I'm in Maui. Rachel's in Oklahoma. So I got to get an Ethernet. I will. So SC says for about 20 years, I suffered from IBS, the diarrhea form. I had several colonoscopies, which always came back that my bowels were inflamed. One diagnosis was colitis. Doctors were not able to help except with drugs that treated the symptoms only. And one doctor accused me of abusing laxatives. I have never done laxatives. I started a special diet, which helped a lot, but I still had outbreaks from time to time. I knew that I was magnesium deficient, but my body would not tolerate any pill form of magnesium. I discovered Remag, the liquid form. It stopped the diarrhea within a day or two. It was miraculous. I have had no diarrhea episodes since. I've been using it for months. I swear by this product and have recommended it to numerous people. In addition, my last colonoscopy was perfect. No inflammation.
That's so great. That is so great. There she is.
I'm back. Am I back?
You're back.
So this testimonial made my eyes leak. So what's happening there in this type of IBS with diarrhea? What the bowel peristalsis is all flaky and you know, scrunched up. It's just pushing things around. And I think what may have happened is that the proper amount of magnesium in your intestines will make your muscle cells contract and relax properly so that you don't get all that irritation. Plus the fact that magnesium is going to help heal the intestinal lining because it's a detox. It's working on 80% of known metabolic functions. It's doing so much. So again, who knew that it could help in 2 days in one sitting here of our show? In 2 days, eczema gone. In 2 days, IBS diarrhea gone. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, the body's receptive to it. It recognizes it right away and it goes to work.
Right. Okay, this is a question from Jean. And hello, Dr. Dean. I heard you mention several weeks ago that there was a study that showed the labs of centenarians, that's people over 100, had low levels of blood sugar, creatine, uric acid, and liver enzymes. I understood about the blood sugar, uric acid, and liver enzymes, but I've been trying to figure out why creatine would be on the list. It is being promoted as a powerful anti-aging supplement, even for non-athletes. In fact, my chiropractor wants me to start taking it now at age 68 to see if it will improve my chronic back pain and give strength to weak muscles, which are very difficult to strengthen when you can't exercise due to the pain. I take most of the RNA products faithfully, but I'm not sure at all about adding this rather controversial supplement, especially when I hear about the study you mentioned. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with us! Exclamation. Okay, I talked about this just a few weeks ago. Creatine is the big hyped up supplement right now. They say it helps your muscles produce energy during heavy lifting or high intensity exercise, and it also bulks up your muscles. And so I right away start asking, well, what does magnesium do for muscles? Magnesium produces energy, and the muscle bulk part, actually, it's due to water retention in muscles, giving the appearance of bulk. And the push for creatine is what I call victim marketing. You're told you're a victim of creatine deficiency. I mean, look at the centenarians. They had low creatine, so right, oh my gosh, they need creatine. Well, maybe not. But anyway, I won't get into that because I haven't studied that centenarian study deeply. But you're being told, well, by your chiropractor, you have to take this. But then you find out that creatine supplements are synthesized in labs using a chemical process involving sodium sarcosinate, an amino acid intermediate, a cyanamide, which is an organic product, organic compound, resulting in a pure and effective product. So I don't know what other vehicles are involved, or do they just smush these together? But there's often other solvents that have to be used to result in the creatine. Natural creatine in the body is synthesized from three amino acids, arginine, glycine, and methionine. However, enzymes are also involved. There's a GAMT and an SAM. I'm not going to even try to say those names. And that results in the formation of creatine. So three amino acids, a couple of enzymes. So these enzymes work in concert to convert the amino acids into the final creatine molecule, which is then transported to the liver and other tissues for use. So obviously you've seen me do it all the time. When I'm doing a deep dive on anything, I always look at what amount of magnesium is involved. So I asked, and magnesium is not directly required for the body to make creatine, but it's essential for the body to utilize creatine effectively. Creatine is a naturally occurring compound found in muscle cells that helps produce energy during high intensity exercise. Magnesium is a required cofactor for the enzymes that manage ATP, which is vital for ATP recycling. Without adequate magnesium, the energy production cycle can become sluggish, regardless of how much creatine is present in the system. Therefore, while magnesium is not a precursor to creatine, it is crucial for the body to make and utilize creatine effectively. And let me just throw in the second big marketing hype these days is collagen and collagen peptides. And what I'll say about that is people's collagen is breaking down in their bodies, or they're not making enough collagen because you don't take enough vitamin C. And when you take collagen protein or collagen peptides, they both break down into individual amino acids that will only be made into collagen if you have enough vitamin C. So there's always more to the story. I'm going to stop there for questions and Ginny's input.
Yeah, there is always more to the story. And the thing that is very important about the enzyme production is that, as we've learned, there's such a thing in the body called zeta potential. And zeta potential actually changes the enzyme response in the body so that it can fulfill its role in making creatine. And guess how that happens? Stabilized ions of liquid minerals. That's how it happens. You've got to have stabilized ions of liquid minerals in varying kinds, whether it's remite or remag or picopotassium, to actually activate the zeta potential, which then actually changes the conductivity of the cells and activates enzymes that will work cooperatively with the body to fulfill all kinds of functions. That's why Carolyn can confidently say 80% of known metabolic functions. We have a great blog on our website about zeta potential that you can look at and learn a little bit more about it. But it's a real thing, and it's something that our products can do. You cannot accomplish it with pills or powders. Must be stabilized ions in liquid form.
Yeah, the liquid in cells is not like, you know, the liquid in your drinking water. It's a gel. And that gel requires ions. The plasma in your blood is made up of ions. The plasma in the atmosphere is made up of ions. So what we're doing with giving you all these ions is connecting you to the universe.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the physical embodiment of what all the woo-woo that we all went through in our 20s and 30s. And it's awesome because, oh, that's why I didn't meditate. I knew that the plasma was where it's at. But we'll write a plasma article next because the zeta potential, gel water, all these things require mineral ions. And, you know, we've cornered the market.
Yeah.
Seriously. When I tell people at our farmer's market in the farm store, these minerals you can find nowhere else in the world. They go, oh my God, yep. It's a miracle.
It's pretty amazing. Melody Rose is saying, do it now, Carolyn, do it now. Yeah.
just to emphasize, when you're meditating and all the rest of it and communicating with something or other, it's communicating with the ions in plasma that are communicating with the ions in your blood plasma.
Yeah.
It's that direct. Mm-hmm. And it's not a matter of talking to them or doing anything. It's just a matter of knowing that is the case.
Yeah.
Just know it. I told you, now you know it.
That's right. That's right. Very good.
There you go, Melody Rose. Melody Rose, the light worker. Right. Okay, where are we? Okay, let's get to quick helpful hacks and then we'll do studies and we will go over. Seriously, what people keep saying to Julie and I, oh, the taste of the minerals, you know, I just can't hack it. And it just drives us crazy. See, what you do, you get some Zevia. I know I'm backwards, but it's Z-E-V-I-A. It's stevia sweetened soda. So it's, and I don't care if you don't like carbonated stuff. It's fine. You put in your berry powder. You can add some Pellegrino water. And you can add some lemon juice. And you've got a delicious drink. And then you put in your teaspoons or tablespoons. I'm taking 9 teaspoons of the various minerals. I'm, you know, 2 teaspoons of Remag, 2 teaspoons of Remite, 2 pico silver, 2 pico potassium, 2 Recalcia, because I don't eat dairy right now, and 1 of zinc plus, pico zinc plus copper. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Woo! So I'm taking a very strong concoction and it does not bother me because I've diluted it in tasty things. So that's the hack. Do not okay. I don't even care what you put your minerals in. Put it in tea, put it in coffee, you know, put it in anything. I just care that you take your minerals. Right, Ginny?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And by the way, everybody gets a lecture about it. Our producer, Rachel, has been lectured. Everybody must show up with their water jug complete with all their minerals in it. So yes, Dr. Dean is no BS when it comes to this kind of thing. And Robin says on the chat line, it doesn't taste that bad. I enjoy my minerals in my salted water. It's a small price to pay. And it's so true for something that is saving my life. And we're going to prove causing you to age backwards. We're aging backwards. Your chronological age and your biological age are not the same. And REMAG as a methylator, along with D3K2, REMITE, and REALIGN, are some of the biggest methylators in our stack that you can add that you can use to reverse your chronological age. Yeah. So it's got a lot going for it.
Awesome. Okay. The first study, vitamin D and magnesium support athletic performance and recovery. So they've done that study. I mean, we know about this. It's on the Mercola site. And what does he say? I mean, they're regulating muscle contraction, energy production, bone strength, and recovery, forming a nutrient pairing that determines how effectively your body responds to training. There's so much heavy exercise going on out there. I don't really like it. I think it's overdone. You know, people are straining themselves and running out of the precursors for their cells. You know, you divert all your vitamins and minerals into this extreme exercise. You don't have enough for daily use. Research consisting of professional and Olympic sports shows widespread vitamin D and magnesium deficiency, which raises injury risk, slows recovery, weakens strength, reduces endurance through impaired calcium and adenosine triphosphate function. I don't know what the calcium impairment is. So most people have too much calcium, not enough magnesium. Magnesium deficiency hides behind normal blood tests, disrupts cellular energy production, worsens fatigue and cramps, increases soreness, especially in endurance athletes training hard or in hot environments, et cetera, et cetera. So that's good reinforcement. So thank you for that. The next study, frequent diet soda intake linked to fourfold increase in dementia risk. Now, this is pretty scary. And it's also a scary science because I don't trust it, because somehow they divined, it's like they had a divining rod, and they divined that subjects who drank more than one diet soda per day had increased dementia risk. Now, it could be true. However, after excluding participants with either diabetes or obesity, this association was no longer significant. But it is people with diabetes and weight issues who will reach for a diet soda. They're told not to take sugar, and they see something that says sugar-free. So the marketing is directed at them, and they would be at risk. And the author says, the study adds to previous research showing that drinking diet soda is not very healthy. So the clown show of nutritional science. The next study, JAMA Clinical Guidelines, Management of Premenstrual Disorders. So this guideline is developed by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Actually, PMS was the first medical paper that I co-wrote in 1986. It was called The Medical Management of Premenstrual Tension in the Canadian Family Physician Journal, and it was about magnesium and vitamin B6 for PMS. What are they recommending in 2026? What have they learned? Did I teach them anything? No. They recommend SSRIs intermittently or continuously, combined oral contraceptive pills with estrogen and progestin, and cognitive behavior therapy. Non-drug therapies, they say, may also be considered, and they gave conditional recommendations based on low quality evidence for routine exercise, calcium supplementation, 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams, and acupuncture. Calcium instead of magnesium. Taking calcium would make PMS worse. Nothing about magnesium. So there we go with our nutritional science. Now, number 10 in my list here, does caffeinated coffee trigger atrial fibrillation is the next study. So, does caffeinated coffee trigger atrial fibrillation? What do you imagine they're going to find? Coffee causes it or it doesn't? And they're looking for the best recommendation. Oh, we can reassure the patient that moderate caffeinated coffee consumption is not associated with increased atrial fibrillation and may be beneficial. Now, I don't think it was produced by the coffee lobby, but they say the belief that caffeinated coffee is a dangerous arrhythmic trigger for atrial fibrillation is a common misconception in cardiology. Cardiology, it's like in gastroenterology. When I sat with Dr. Newman, my clinical advisor, he was a gastroenterologist. He overweight, drinking a Coke and eating potato chips. Dr. Newman, does diet have anything to do with the bowel disease? No, that's all. That doesn't have anything to do with it. So the cardiologist, drinking their coffee it's no problem. You can go, actually, it's good for you. Yeah, it's good for you. The recommendation stems from the physiologic effects of caffeine, such as increases in serum catecholamine levels, and could theoretically trigger atrial fibrillation. Early small observational studies supported this concept. However, recent evidence has shifted the paradigm. Large-scale observational data have consistently shown that moderate coffee intake, 2 to 3 cups per day, is associated with a lower risk of developing incidental atrial fibrillation and lower cardiovascular mortality. Okay, so what I'm learning about these research studies is that with large-scale observational data, you lose the trees for the forest. They ask the general public, how much coffee do you drink? And do you have AFib symptoms? So it's highly inaccurate. So let me just finish off the study and then I'll comment. These doctors performed a meta-analysis of 7 observational studies involving 116,000 participants and found that caffeine exposure did not increase atrial fibrillation. It may reduce symptoms in the rare individuals who report caffeine as a specific idiosyncratic trigger. So what we observe in our customers who have AFib, who tell us that coffee makes them worse, so they stop it and they take Remag and they get better. Promoting this study may make people think they can drink coffee safely and they restart the cycle of AFib again. So what I'm saying, you have to do a study on AFib patients, maybe give them a coffee and see if it stirs them up. But you can't, take data from the world and then say, well, it's not causing a high enough percentage of AFib to even worry about. It's crazy. And they end their paper by saying, maintaining this myth about coffee imposes an unnecessary lifestyle restriction. So they think about their paycheck and say, more studies are needed to determine dose response and whether the benefit stems from coffee or caffeine specifically. However, the reflexive prohibition of coffee should be retired. Now, is this my last one? Let's see. The next article, what quietly happens to your arteries at 35 is increasing the risk of a fatal heart attack. Now, this is from Natural Health 365, and they're an alternative site, but it's kind of fear-based. At 35, you're probably feeling perfectly healthy while your doctor focuses on everything except your heart. What neither of you realizes is that your cardiovascular disease risk is just starting to climb, silently accumulating damage years before Western medicine thinks you're old enough to worry about it. Fear-based medicine. And that's my comment. This is fear-based medicine. Most preventive screening focuses on adults over 40, so there's a decade wasted while your arteries deteriorate. And, you know, this is a decade when Big Pharma would say you could be taking drugs and making money for Big Pharma and just scaring people. I've seen it so much. Some guidelines do not recommend risk assessment until 45 or 50. This approach misses the critical window when heart disease quietly takes root. Okay, that's enough. They're just trying to get people earlier and earlier to put them on lifelong drugs. They finish by saying arterial damage doesn't announce itself with chest pain until blockages become severe. Now, that's all that is true. But see, this is why we've been quite often talking about increasing your vitamin C to 5,000 milligrams a day. That's 2 fair scoops of whole C reset berry powder and 2 to 4 of our vitamin C, our whole C reset capsules. If we look at vitamin C, humans don't produce it. Animals of our size that do produce, all the animal kingdom produces their own vitamin C. Humans don't produce vitamin C. So this is what Linus Pauling says is the cause of heart disease. We don't make enough collagen to keep our arteries strong and healthy. So we're telling people to take the 2 scoops of vitamin C while we're busy making a high dose ascorbic acid with lysine and then adding a proline capsule for people who are suffering. Who have a heart health history of heart disease, who maybe had COVID or the jab that is affecting their heart. We are really tuned into wanting to prevent this increasing epidemic of heart disease. But for the heart and all your tissues, you want to take the whole series of REMAG, REMITE, Pico Potassium, Omega 3, the algae, A plus E, D3, K2. And Ginny, I did it. I did it.
Yes, you did. We brought it in almost on time, but we're close enough, and that doesn't matter because everybody loves the valuable information that Dr. Dean provides in the podcast. So we'll take a few extra minutes to get all that goodness. If you are not a member, please, you can see it in the corner of your screen. Hit the QR code and become a member at drcd.com. You can see it right there. Become a member, where you'll learn all about Dr. Carolyn Dean's work and all of her blogs, all of her resources, her library, and now all of her coursework can be found there. So please head over there and explore it. It's a rich, rich resource, unbelievably rich resource. RNA Reset is her product website. RNA Reset is the product website, rnareset.com. Again, more great information about the products, our blog, information for your practitioner. When you take the products into the doctor's office, please say, hey, this is where I got them from. Get your practitioner to partner with you on using them. Introduce your practitioner to the products so that they can start to carry them in the office, make it easier on you for sure. Please know that if you want to send a gift to somebody, even we had a question today in customer service, if you're on a military base and you want to send your husband or your girlfriend some minerals for their health, we are certified for sport, which is very important to the U.S. military now, and we can ship to the U.S. military boxes located on all the stations around the world. Use this gift card for your, not gift card, but this location here, and just click on it and say this order is a gift, and we won't send the receipt, but we will send a card instead. So please take advantage of that. Our military members around the world definitely need these formulas being in service for sure. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Pico Pets, do not forget your pets. And if you don't have pets, or if you have a few pets and you support local shelters, get some to take to the shelters. We have 4-ounce trial sizes that you can offer to your veterinarian. Introduce your vets to them. We just had a veterinarian that is very interested in the products now because they found out that they can give re-mite or pico-mite, as we call it for Pico Pets, to their dogs and cat patients and help them recover from thyroid disease instead of having to rely on levothyroxine, which they give to humans. They're giving it to dogs and cats, and it's not appropriate. So please, please share this. Become a cult member. Become a zealot like we are. Stop people in the airport. Trip them as they're getting on the plane. Tell them. Make sure they know. We're just kidding. But really, we are passionate about what we do. And it's so funny. Carolyn, earlier when she was telling the story, she says, and she said, you're going to be so mad at me. And Carolyn's like, I don't care. And then she said she found out what she did. She says, oh, gosh. She does care. She cares desperately, and we all do. We want everybody to have the best because we know what it does. So with all that, thank you tonight. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Melody Rose. And of course, always thank our most beautiful Dr. Carolyn Dean for being here to help everybody. I mean, she's the best. Dr. Dean. Okay, come on. We're hard. There we go. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Mahalo.
Aloha.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.